My name is Nasra. Today's date is 9th of August 2021. I am interviewing Bibi Aziz Fatima for Women in Work project. Aziz Fatima have given her interview in her first language, Urdu. I am translating this interview into English. First question have been asked to Aziz Fatima to tell her name and the date of birth. Aziz Fatima said, "My name is Bibi Aziz Fatima and my date of birth is 1st of January 1952. Second question have been asked to Aziz Fatima is, "Can you tell a little bit about your family circumstances, where you have grown up, what your parents did, and who was in your family, where did you live, how, when did you come into live in England?" She said, I was born in Pakistan and I spent my childhood in Pakistan and completed matric qualification in Pakistan. Then I got married and came in England on 18th of August 1970 to join my husband. Next question have been asked about her education. Where did you get your qualification? Did you go college in this country? Did you do any courses or did you get any career advice at that time? Aziz Fatima says, I did not go to college or I did not do any courses. I haven't done any qualification in England. Next question have been asked about employment. How did she get the job? Did she work in this country? When did she start it? Did she complete an application form? How she heard about the job? Aziz Fatima said, "When I came into this country, my son born, and I started looking after my children. When my children grown up, then I started working. I started working in 1977. Next question has been asked to Aziz Fatima about how did she get the job. Describe the interview to me. Did you receive any training? Aziz Fatima said, "There was a factory in Nelson. I went there and they have shown me how to make ribbon and gave me a basic training. And then I started working from home. I used to get the material from factory and do work from home. I used to make ribbon, and when we make 1,000 ribbon, we used to get £5. Next question have been asked, "How many ribbon did you roughly make every day, and was it a hard work?" She said, "Yes, it used to be a very hard work. We used to use needle as well to make a ribbon, and used to make around 2,000 ribbon per day. We used to get £10 for that, and it was a hard work." And that time we did not have any bank or anything, so we used to get cash wage. Next question have been asked, "Can you remember anything what you did with your first wage? Where did you spend? Did you buy something special for yourself or for your children?" Next question have been asked if she can remember what she has done with her first wage. Where did she spend? Did she buy something special for herself? She said, "I cannot remember what I have done with my first wage, but my husband was in Pakistan and I started work while he was in there. And when he come back, he did said, 'Why you have started work?' He didn't really like it." So next question is being asked, "Did he not like being you working?" So he said, "Due to my health conditions," he said, "I don't need to work and I am working as well, so that's why you don't need to work." But I said, "Because I am staying at home and I get bored, I don't have a lot of work to do at home, so being working, I keep myself busy." So he said, "That's fine. If you want to do it, that's fine, you can do it." Next question have been asked to Aziz Fatima about her employment, that how long did she do this job and has she done any other work. She says, I have worked, I've done this job making ribbon for 7 years, started in 1977 and finished in around in 1984. Then I started working on a machine, and I've asked which machine was it, what did she do or what did she make. She said it was a sewing machine. It was a big machine, industrial machine. She has bought it and she started working from home. There was a one person in Nelson who used to bring like hospital uniform, nurses and doctors uniform. They used to bring material and we used to make the uniforms at home. So we started, I started making uniforms at home, and we used to put a ribbon in the arm and in the trouser, and then to put a zip as well. So that was a job. When we used to make one uniform, we used to get 20 pence for each uniform, and it wasn't that hard. And we used to work, they finish this work in 2 days. And also I have make uniform, children's school uniform as well. We used to sew as well. She said, I also used to make card at home, and used to make, you know, the Christmas cracker. We used to put a joke in the Christmas cracker. I used to make that at home as well. So I have done a lot of work from home. People used to bring the material and they drop at home and they come after to collect it. So all most of the jobs I have done and I did from my home. Next question have been asked about, did you used to get any problem with the work, or did you not get wage on time, or any problem you faced at that time? She said, yes, money was less, but because I always worked from home, so I never had any problem, anything. I used to get wage on time and etc. Yes, but my friend used to tell me that they sometimes face difficulties, and when they go on the bus or when they work in a factory. But because I always work from home, I never had any problem. I used to go in a car with my husband to pick and collect stuff, so never really face any problem. There was a girl who used to come and collect the stuff from home, and if we haven't done our job properly, she used to ask us to do it again and redo it. If we haven't put a ribbon right, or we haven't put elastic right, or we haven't make a card properly, so she used to ask us to do it again, and I will come and collect next day. Next question have been asked, for redoing her work, did you get extra money or anything? So this, she said no. In the same money, we used to do it, redo it again if we haven't done the job properly, or if they haven't liked it, and they used to say, you haven't done this properly, can you redo it again? And I always received wage on time, never had a problem with anything like that, that I did not get my wage on time, or they did not pay me. They used to get every week on time wage. Next question have been asked about, is any of your friend did work in a factory? Did they used to tell you something about their work? So she said, yes, one of my friends, she used to work in a factory in Berlin. So I will ask her as well if she will agree to give an interview. I will ask her and then she will let us know. Next question have been asked, you have explained very well, you have given us a lot of information about your job, how much did you get, how did you apply for job and etc. Next question have been asked, how do you think your own experience compared to those of working women today? And if you were a young woman today, would you have chosen a different path? What job will you prefer to do? So she said, if In these days, if she could work, she will choose sewing job because she likes doing sewing and she has done as well. She has got experience, so she will definitely do a sewing job. She will get a machine and she will do a sewing job. Her answer was, if I was young, I will do a sewing job because I used to do it, I've got experience, I will do that again in my life. An interview have been finished in here, and we have thanks Aziz Fatma for giving her time and sharing memories with us. Thank you.